They're scary to me because also Americans are on a lot of medications. Those medications can have interactions with those supplements. We don't really know what's in those supplements because the FDA does not regulate them. So people really need to be leery about what they're taking in. Also, I tell people that what you're taking, you can normally get through food. So if you're taking abundancy of vitamins or minerals or all these supplements, you could just have very expensive urine and it's just all going out of the system. So I think working with a health professional will help you to see what you actually need to be taking, where you're low, where are your deficiencies, what you're eating and what might be lacking.
Certainly, there are, tremendous advocates for these things, and I'm not talking about the people who push them. I'm talking about people who are the shoppers of these stores. What would you say to somebody like that, or somebody who knows someone who takes, supplement XYZ? I'm not talking about a multivitamin or vitamin C. I'm talking about some of this extract this or plant-based that they think that they've gotten something. I mean, would you proceed cautiously, avoid at all costs, do your research?
I think all of the above. I think that you should do your research. There are websites that you can go to and you can put in the information. They will let you know they're a third party. They'll let you know does it contain that? How much of it does it contain? It will give you real and true information. Also, I would check with your pharmacist to see if that supplement interacts with your medication. I think that's a huge one. Also, let your doctor know what you're taking. There could be health problems that you may be having that this could spur even more. So we really want to reach out to medical professionals before you start taking any type of supplements.
Now, the supplement industry in general probably suffers from a little bit of science versus voodoo, someplace in between. This thing that's happened recently only makes that worse. If you're out there and you do see sort of this shaky, I don't know, relationship with science and fact, again, if it's a prescription medication, there's 10 pages of side effects and it's been researched forever, or doctors couldn't prescribe it. This sits a little outside of that.
So I was lucky to sit in a conference this year at our Nutrition Expo down in Atlanta, and there was a third-party person there that went through a few of the big names and really showed us that this is not what they claim was not true. So, and that surprised me. I was very taken back to see that sometimes what they would even say with vitamin D that they'd had 1,000 IUs, they actually had 2,000. Or, so you would think that it's not always less. It could be even more, which could be harmful. So I think that we need better regulation. Who knows when that's going to happen? But until then, you really do have to research, see what companies have been around for a long time, credible places that are using real ingredients, and and trust those companies.
Would you make any distinction between, again, I'm just using this as an example, but say echinacea extract that's only that, as opposed to Immune Booster Plus that has 19 things in it that might be, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
Right,
would you
but
be a little
it's.
more comfortable with the exact thing if you sort of were after that, as opposed to the combinations, which are, again, are a little more in the voodoo pot?
Well, I mean, some of the voodoo pot, we're learning now about all of the Chinese medicine, we're learning about Ayurveda, and some of these voodoo pots did work. These concoctions really did have a point. There was one today I just read about of MSRA that they can get rid of different types of, biotic resistant types of viruses, and these concoctions are actually healing people. So there is some good from these. Just be careful. So, yeah, maybe the one that says it's going to fix all of your problems, maybe not so much. So maybe look at ones that are that say,
Center for Science and the Public Interest has done research about this stuff, and they're really calling for the FDA to step up. You know where that sits, or, well, first of all, what's your opinion about that?
I think almost they should, and I'm not about big government, but even something like the acai berry has been proven that it has no beneficial value when taken into a pill supplement. So I really would like the consumer to understand that and know that and not spend their money and think that this miracle is going to happen. So in that way, yes, I kind of do wish that the FDA would stand up and kind of take control of this. And
Do you know where that's at in
I
terms of
don't.
the FDA's, their
I'm not really sure why they wouldn't have by now. I don't know what the holdup is there. Maybe it's just too confusing. But the consumer really is being duped. So I hope that we can get that going as soon as possible.